On the devastated island of Dominica, they are coping with severe flooding and damaged buildings. As many as 95% of the roofs in some towns are gone. Correspondent Michael Holmes surveyed the damage from an aircraft.
Where there is a town or village, there is debris covering the landscape like confetti. Houses ripped open, torn apart, roofs gone. We saw some cars moving, but no people.
House Speaker Paul Ryan joined a bipartisan delegation of lawmakers to help remove debris from a Hurricane Harvey-damaged home in Friendswood, Texas. He says Congress will consider legislation next month to get people help to every American affected by recent natural disasters. I'm Jim Ascendio.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, 80% of employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
The example you set does matter, especially to toddlers. John Stolness explains why.
A new study says children around 15 months old can become more persistent in the goals that they pursue if they've just seen an adult struggle at a task before succeeding, even if that task is something completely different. In the research, the children tried their own task after watching a woman solve two challenges. Some saw the woman appear to struggle before she succeeded, and others saw her succeed at it quite easily. The children who watched the woman struggle were more persistent. The researchers say the results suggest there may be value in letting children see you work hard to accomplish your goals. The study was released Thursday by the journal Science. I'm John Stolness.
This late word, Mexican authorities now say the person rescuers are trying to free from an earthquake-flattened school in Mexico City is not a child. They believe it's probably an adult who worked at the school. I'm Jim Ascendio.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh no, I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you're looking for plumbing, heating, and drainage solutions, it's safe to say you need them right now. Well, don't waste any more time. Seekonk Supply has you covered. For over 50 years, Seekonk Supply has been the trusted source for plumbers, general contractors, and excavators. With a knowledgeable staff and prompt delivery, Seekonk Supply gets the job done right. Locations in Rehoboth, Providence, North Attleboro, and Bridgewater. Check them out at SeekonkSupply.com. Seekonk Supply, never standing still, always on the move.
Another season of Brown football is here. On Saturday, September 30th, the Brown Bears host intrastate rival URI Under the Lights in the annual Battle for the Governor's Cup at Brown Stadium, brought to you by Navigant Credit Union. Kickoff is scheduled for 7 p.m., and tickets are on sale now. Call 863-2773 or visit brownbears.com. Ticket discounts available for all Rhode Island State employees with proof of identification. Brown against URI Saturday, September 30th, Under the Lights. Buy your tickets today, brownbears.com. Go Bruno!
The following program is furnished by Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, hello, 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 everybody, and happy Thursday. And you know what? What a storm it was last night. And, you know, I really feel for those people that are have been wavering through those storms in Puerto Rico and everywhere else. And we should be really blessed to say that we've weathered the storm. And it looks like we've got a great weekend coming up. And it's a great weekend because it's been, gosh, I want to say maybe 3 weeks. Well, September 3rd was our last water fire. So, yeah, we've got one coming up this weekend, and it's huge, and it's celebrating URI and 125 years of thinking big and dreaming big. And wait till we talk later in the show to my friend Michelle Nada, who is here and is going to be telling us all about the different things happening not only at URI but at water fire that evening, because you're about to see so many wonderful representations of what the University of Rhode Island does here in Rhode Island. And it's a big night. There's lots going on. If you haven't checked out the Providence Journal, there's a big old piece there. And we'll be talking to Michelle later. But I'm very excited to actually be here and start this off with something that fits in very well. I am here with Ross Nelson from Cox Communications. Hello.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good. Good to be back with you.
It's always good to have you here.
And it's the highlight of my week.
It talks, well, you know, whenever we're here, we're talking about the awesome things that Cox is doing in Rhode Island, because you are such a big community supporter. One, thank you for all the sponsorship of Waterfire. Just in general, you've been such an incredible partner of ours, and we are so appreciative. But it's not only Waterfire that you support. Cox is out there in Cox Business and Cox Communications, Cox Media. I mean, there's so many different parts of it. But you're out there and you're always trying to lift things up and raise things up here, especially business-wise. And we're here to get things going, because there is a huge event that Cox is actually supporting, putting on, and that's going to be happening at the new Water Fire Arts Center.
Right.
October 4th. So what's it called, Ross?
So it's Get Started Rhode Island.
Okay.
And this is our fifth year, and we've grown quite a bit since in the last 5 years. The first year we did it, the total prize value was $10,000, and now we've grown it to $50,000.
Wow.
So there's $25,000 in cash. There's mentorships with Beta Spring. There's a radio interview right here with John Laughlin, Cumulus is a partner as well. So it's just a great event to focus on small business startups and entrepreneurs. Many of our customers started out as small businesses and entrepreneurs. So This is just one way for us to kind of help the business community and help Rhode Island as a whole. And if we can help drive the economy and start some small businesses, then I think we're doing our part.
So when you say, all right, so when we say Startup Rhode Island, what does one have to do to be part of this or to try to get into it? Is it, do you go in and do you pitch to somebody, or what's the format that
First of all, you have to be a Rhode Island business.
Okay.
So we're trying to develop that. And then we start, this is a long process. So we start back in April soliciting for pitchers. So the first phase is getting companies to apply to pitch their business, their idea. And we had over 70 businesses apply. And then we narrow that down to about 12. And then we have an internal committee that reviews them all. And we have them come in for an interview. And then from that point, we select the final six.
Okay.
So it's quite a process. And right now, we're in the audience participation phase, where we're looking for people to come and register to attend the event.
All right, so I'm going to back up a little bit. So when you say that there are small businesses that are coming to attend, is it small businesses, or could I, like, let's say that I had, you know, what they call the side hustle these days, if I had a great idea and I wanted to be part of this, is that something that I could
do and
put my name into the hat and, you know, and my talents? And
if you had applied earlier in the year, you could.
Okay.
So any small business person, you could have, it could be just an idea that you're looking to promote. We work with a lot of the incubators and accelerators in the state, and so we're taking some of their folks and bringing them in. So that's all for the people that are pitching, but for the folks that are just to attend, if you're anybody can attend. We've got people, some college kids coming. We've got business community coming. So you don't have to be a small business owner, but you're going to hear great stories from these six businesses. They're going to pitch their companies. Then we've got five judges that are going to be asking questions, so it'll be interactive.
Mm-hmm.
And the companies are quite diverse, so depending who's pitching and who's talking, you can get a lot of different information. So if you're thinking about starting a business or you've got one and you're trying to get some more visibility, there'll be a whole networking time before that we'll have, you know, hors d'oeuvres and cocktails and, you know, things like that. So you can get to mix and mingle. You get to meet these entrepreneurs and talk to them. The judges are great. We've got Mark Murphy coming back. He's the editor of the Providence Business News.
You gotta love Mark Murphy.
Oh, yeah, he's great. We've got Melissa Withers, who's the founding partner of Beta Spring.
Mm-hmm.
We've got James Ledbetter, who's coming back. He's the editor of Inc.com and Inc. Magazine.
Wow, okay.
That's a big name.
That's a powerhouse, yeah.
Right. And then Thorne Sparkman this year is joining us, and he's the managing director of the Slater Technology Fund. And he's going to be doing a small a keynote. So he'll be talking about business and funding, venture capital, how to get it. And so it's educational as well. So the judges are going to be great. The companies that are pitching are pretty diverse. We've got Finest, which is a prepaid debit company. It's more of a mobile app for teaching young kids finances.
Mm-hmm.
They can go in and earn allowance, and they could move their money around on these apps, and the parents can see what they're doing. So it's a great app for them.
Yeah. Financial literacy right at your fingertips.
Exactly.
Which is important.
We sure need that. Uptera Diagnostics, they use a fluorescent peptide to more accurately view cancer cells during surgery.
Okay.
So that's an interesting company. Farmer Willie's Craft Ginger Beer, they won the Rhode Island Business Plan Competition in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be there. Trend Pie, they work with social influencers and content specialists to drive audience interaction in a more effective way. So a very different company.
Yeah.
And then the Read is a phonics teaching device that helps visually impaired students to read. So it's kind of like they've got tiles on, and you can move the tiles around a board, and it tells you what the letter is, and they can also feel it, so learn to read Braille. And then the last company is Predictive Optics, which is a continuous imaging system that provides neurosurgeons with enhanced visibility. So we've got very different companies coming.
Yeah.
So what they're going to pitch and the questions they'll get asked are going to probably be varied as well. So you can learn an awful lot while you're there.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. You know, this sounds to me, you know, there are so many different opportunities to learn. And one of the hardest things I find, and I found it for myself when I first started working for WaterFire over 14 years ago,
right,
was the elevator pitch. And, you know, I'll be talking, my friend Michelle will be able to tell you about what the elevator pitch is and how to get that message across and how to navigate. And things are changing the way that things are being sold, the way that things are being marketed. They're changing, correct?
They are, and it's quick. The elevator speech is perfect because you don't have a lot of time to talk and communicate with people. So we're also working with the Rhode Island Business Plan Competition, and they're starting out in the fall with their elevator speech competition, and then that goes all year, and then they culminate with the business plan competition in the spring.
Mm.
And Farmer Willie's actually won that. So one of the things that I like to do at the end of our events is introduce two or three coming events,
mm-hmm,
that have nothing to do with us. It could be a Providence Chamber event, Northern Rhode Island Chamber, PBN, because if you're truly interested in helping small business and entrepreneurs, we should be filling their calendars with the next event. So the next event, they should be telling about the next two or three that are coming, so that every event that you go to talks about what's next.
Yeah.
Right? So So it's going to be great. You just got to go to www.getstartedri.com.
Which I know we're putting on our Facebook page for anybody that's out there listening. So that's something it's going to be on the WaterFire Facebook page. And
Perfect.
So people can click right on it. And yeah, so I'm sorry to interrupt you, but
no.
I just want people to know, you know, sometimes you hear things and it kind of goes in one ear and out the other if you're driving and, you know.
Right.
But it'll be on our Facebook page as well as on our website.
Okay, so everybody that's pulled over right now is probably writing that down.
They're all writing it down.
Right, so if you see someone pulled over, you know, know where they're going. But the nice thing, too, we're doing it this year at the WaterFire Center.
Mm-hmm.
And that you've just done a fantastic job with that facility. If you haven't been there, you've got to stop by and see this place. It's just,
it's pretty funky, isn't it?
It is.
It's like nothing that else that is around Rhode Island right now. It's big, yeah. And it is a blank slate. So
it sure is.
And I know that you're working with Everett Hogue, and you've
right.
got Suzanne Elsbecker, who is probably one of the best planners that I know, putting everything together. So I'm looking forward to seeing what everything looks like when we get there. But Ross, getting back to the whole event itself, what are the ticket costs for this?
So they're very pricey. They're free.
Oh my God.
They're free. So you just have to register so we have an understanding of how many people are coming up.
Yeah.
Our expectation is we'll probably have, there'll be over 300 people there.
I would think so, and if it's free, and if people are actually listening, and we can promote it, an opportunity to learn and to hear
network
and hear some of these people and learn about the different ways that you might be able to pitch something.
Right.
Why not?
It's win-win.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So it's going to be great. We're really looking forward to it. Like I said, it's our fifth year. Cox Business has been doing this around the country,
mm-hmm.
so we're doing it in about 9 other markets. So it's really just a key part of our DNA is just to promote business and see if we can help drive the economy in the local market.
So do you have a favorite story from maybe previous years past that kind of made you feel really good when you gave the winner? Or who was awarded? Do you know who was awarded last year?
It was a company called What's Good, and I believe they're a food. Well, they are. They're an application that connects farmers and producers directly to restaurants, so restaurant owners and chefs can get fresh produce directly from the farms and the groups that they have. So they're doing great now, and they're moving forward. The year before was a company called CBC, and they do wind turbines, but they do them on the tops of buildings, so they're much smaller and condensed. And they're actually working with URI and the School of Engineering, and they're moving forward. So that's a success story.
Yeah.
And the second year was a company called Food for Good, which is a small food truck, and they were gathering revenue during the week. And what they're going to do on the weekends was provide food truck service to the homeless.
Now that's cool.
And that was such a feel-good story. We actually had a couple people in the audience raise their hand and donate $1,000 right to them.
I'm looking at you. I'm smiling, and you're smiling. But it's got to feel really good to know that you're being able to help people and provide something, provide some education, some information. And again, anybody can come. So they just all they need to do is go to that website and
just register.
And register. And you know, thanks to Cox for being so socially responsible and helping to lift up our community and educate. That's anything better than that?
That's it, yeah.
All right, so again, what's the date?
It's October 4th. It's 5:30 to 8:30. It's the WaterFire Art Center on Valley Street, 475 Valley Street.
Yeah.
And it's www.getstartedri.com. And like I said, we have hors d'oeuvres and cocktail tickets. And
And it's free, everybody. Let's just be honest about it. It's free and it's educational, and there's cocktails and hors d'oeuvres.
What more do you want?
Exactly.
Right. Maybe we'll have 400 people.
You know what? You watch out. Watch what you ask for. You might just end up with 1,000.
Well, that would be even better.
We love what you do, and we are so proud to be associated with Cox Business and Cox Communications at WaterFire. And I just think this is so cool. I just wish I had a great idea and a great business that I could come up with, because I'd be like,
You'd be in.
I'd be in. Yeah. Well, Ross, always good to see you. I thank you for taking your time. I know that your schedule is so crazy and packed and busy, but this is such a wonderful initiative. And again, everybody go to that Get Started Rhode Island. Is it .org or .com? .com. Because if you see the panel of people that you are going to have the ability to interact with and to listen to, it's rather amazing. And I looked at it and I was like, wow. And you read the bios and just even the people from Cox and the people from Rhode Island that you're going to meet there that have been working and trying to put their own businesses out there. Can't do anything better than that. So thank you, my friend. I'm so glad to have you here. All and right. We will make sure that we keep on publicizing it. I'll be there.
We'll see you October 4th.
You're going to see me October 4th, and I'm going to be thinking of my grand idea. That's going to make me millions, right?
Well, just remember, we're friends, so when you get that millions.
I'll pass it on. All right, everybody. Thank you. You've been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. I'm here with Ross Nelson from Cox Communications. When I come back, we're talking about the next Waterfire on Saturday, which is all about 125 years of URI and everything that they've been doing. And, you know, firing up everybody's imagination. Don't pardon the pun. Anyway, you're listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn and Dannenfeld, your host, and we'll be back in a moment. Bye-bye.
Sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer takes stress out of caring for a sick child. A gentle forehead scan is all it takes. Get your Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers.
You're good. You get things done. With the mobile deposit feature on Navigant's mobile app, you deposit those checks right into your account quickly and easily with just a click, giving you lots of time to tackle that to-do list.
Sitting on the couch, glass of Cabernet, reruns of the housewives.
Go to NavigantCU.org to learn more. Navigant Credit Union. Enjoy life's journey. Navigant Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
It's not called Nakua.
The finalists have been chosen, and you're invited to come see who wins at Cox Business and Inc. Magazine's Get Started Rhode Island competition. Watch these exciting new businesses pitch their ideas, and you'll get to network with top companies. Hear from our panel of expert judges about early stage investment, digital marketing, and business growth strategies. It's all happening at the beautiful Waterfire Arts Center in Providence, Wednesday, October 4th. It's free to attend, but you must register at GetStartedRI.com. Space is limited. Register today at GetStartedRI.com.
Rhode Island homeowners, do you want to pay 15% more for the same electricity as your neighbor? Of course not. Join thousands of National Grid customers in Rhode Island that have already switched to Town Square Energy. How? Just because you pay National Grid to deliver your electricity doesn't mean you have to buy it from them, too. Purchase your home's power from Town Square Energy and secure a rate that's up to 15% below the current standard supply rate offered by National Grid. Switching to Town Square Energy takes less than 5 minutes online with a simple enrollment process that's completely free. There are zero service fees, and you may cancel anytime without penalty. Don't pay 15% more than your neighbor for the same electricity. Visit StopYourShock.com. That's StopYourShock.com. Town Square Energy serves Massachusetts residents too. See site for complete offer details.
Now, back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome back, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope you're not caught in traffic. I didn't find a lot of traffic that much, I didn't think, on the way here. Took a couple of detours, but hopefully you're doing well on your drive and you're enjoying our conversation. I was just talking to Ross Nelson from Cox Business and Cox Communications, and I've got to tell you, they've got this incredible program, and you need to go to our Facebook page. You need to look at it. It's called Startup RI.
Get Started RI.
See, I'm going to actually like mess things up here. It's Get Started RI. This is why Ross has remained in the studio after the interview. But we're all excited about this weekend. It's been kind of dismal for the last few days. Our forecast for Saturday, as far as I know, is supposed to be rather beautiful. And it is a jam-packed night. Absolutely jam-packed. And it is all about supporting our educators, and it's sponsored entirely by the University of Rhode Island, and they're celebrating 125 years of thinking big, because there's no other way to think. You think small, I don't think you get anywhere. So without further notice, I'm going to announce my friend Michelle Nada, who is here, Director of Alumni Relations.
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome, Michelle. It's very nice to meet you and to see you. And, you know, I know we've been planning this for over a year, right?
Yes, we have. And thanks for inviting me.
Oh, absolutely. So 125 years. That is a milestone.
Yes, it is. And it needs to be celebrated. And we need to do it with great partners like WaterFire. And this is probably three quarters the way of lots of celebration. But we have a real focus on this Saturday night. And the weather looks fabulous.
Yeah. And the fun thing about it is I love these fall water fires because there's just this kind of really neat feeling of being able to walk around. It's not too hot and you can really take your time and see everything. And there's a lot to see. I mean, so when I say that they've sponsored this entire lighting, they will be present everywhere, meaning there's going to be something happening on Steeple Street. We'll be able to see a lot of the different schools at the university, or I don't know what you would call it. Is it called schools at the university or different
colleges?
Or colleges at the university represented. What can we expect to see, Michelle?
So it's going to be filled with quite a few opportunities within the tents. We'll have the College of Environmental Life Sciences, the College of Pharmacy, the College of the Academic Success, the College of Engineering, the College of Business, the College of Oceanography, and the Graduate School of Oceanography, the College of Nursing, and the College of Health Sciences, having the opportunity for us to see and explore more about what they have to offer, not only to Rhode Islanders, but all over the world.
Yeah. Here's a question for you. So when you look at URI and the every year the students and that are there, what portion of them are coming from Rhode Island and what portion are coming from out of state?
So right now I would say it was pretty much half, but we're in a situation where, especially in New England, the number of high school graduates are slowly slipping. And so for us to come in with a full comprehensive class, we do have to reach out of state.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Things are slipping here?
In New England, okay. In New England, the number of high school graduates, and this has been a lot of research on this, but we've been very successful, though, in recruiting over 23,000 applications for this freshman class.
Wow.
And so regardless of the number, there's high interest.
To me, that's amazing. Now, I just want to walk back a little bit. So for people who don't know you, we know that you're the Director of Alumni Relations, but you've been with URI since, did you graduate and then just go, you're like, I'm not leaving?
Yes, okay. Something like that. I stayed for my graduate work, and I worked in the admissions office, and I had a great opportunity to leave there to do what you do at WaterFire and get in the world of development. So I was a fundraiser for about 10 years, and then I've been really honored to be in this role as the alumni director for the past 17 years. We have about 124,000 alumni that live all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so our reach is broad, and it's been quite the honor to be visiting other countries and coming back to this lovely state of Rhode Island where 50,000 of our alumni live. And, you know, again, trying to get them excited about coming out this Saturday night for WaterFire and bringing their children, who someday will be part of that applicant pool,
so
to
are
attend
some,
the university.
Yeah, so the alumni are all being invited to come out and
all Rhode Islanders are being invited to come out. We are very excited to have alumni, parents, friends. We have a wonderful state of taxpayers who support our flagship public research institution, and the university is very proud to have everyone be part of this WaterFire event.
Well, I know we're kicking it off with a massive ring of fire and a torch procession, which is very exciting to me. And I always love those because they always honor kind of the best of the best in education and people that are taking part in that and people who are making sure that we maintain that kind of structure and everything. So tell me about your Ring of Fire. Who's in it and what's going on there?
Well, I'd like you to come and see. who's there. Couple hints. We have our senior leadership of our institution. Of course, our president will be part of that ring. But we also have some students who you might recognize very famously that will be part of that ring.
Oh, come on. You've got to give more of a hint than that.
Oh, no. You have to come.
Oh, yep. Come on.
And several alumni that have been obviously well-placed and their remarkable careers here in Rhode Island will be part of that ring. And then, of course, you know, our biggest fans at the State House will be part of that circle, too. So this hopefully is enough to have you come out and see who's in that ring.
Well, there's that's happening. And then, you know, you are being so gracious and generous, allowed us also to, every year, WaterFire salutes our educators. Just in general, our Rhode Island educators. And that's happening on the same evening, which is so fitting. College Bound Savers is going to be there, which is so fitting as well, as we try to figure out how to navigate those waters of how to pay for school. You know, Michelle, when you look at 125 years, your time there, what is the thing that keeps you motivated to stay in this position? And I know you just said it was traveling and meeting all these different people, but there's got to be something. Like, I love WaterFire, so that's why we know that I stay with WaterFire, because maybe I'm a pyromaniac by some strange way. But what is it for you that is the most important thing that you get to see every day?
So the university's mission, I mean, again, being the flagship public research university here in Rhode Island, it's the young students that are there now, a freshman class, every fall, trying to manage their schedules, to the remarkable Jane Goodall lecture I had the honor of going to on Monday night. So it expands, and that's part of the honors colloquium, and I'll put a plug in. That is an amazing program, and it's free to the public throughout the fall.
I've never
semester.
Even heard of it. So what is this?
So the Honors Colloquium does a phenomenal job of bringing in the best of the best lecturers. And so we had the honor of Jane Goodall with 50, I believe it was over 5,000 attendees at the Ryan Center. And she was remarkable. And it's our hope that she kicked off a wonderful series again with the Honors Colloquium, and then next week we will have just as many folks at the next lecture for the Honors Colloquium.
So can people just go to where do you go to the URI website?
And, yes, you do.
And
yes.
Just find out.
You can Google the Honors Colloquium, and the list will be right there for you.
What a great synergy, because it sounds to me like what we were just talking to Ross Nelson about with Cox, where, you know, it's bringing things for free to people to educate, inspire. And now I want to talk about celebrating 125 years of thinking big, you know, and I think that's what a great synergy between what we were talking about with what Cox is doing and what you're doing. What does that mean to you when you say 125 years of thinking big? Is that thinking out of the box, or is it, what does that mean?
Being on a college campus, I'm very blessed with some very thoughtful and innovative leaders. Our president, Dave Dooley, is one of these people who thinks big. And to be part of that team, and it's just an amazing opportunity. And so as he puts this strategic plan in front of us, great work on behalf of the Provost Don DeHaes also, and the work of the faculty, rethinking how colleges can disseminate education to our students and where they may be headed, where we keep saying we don't know what those jobs look like. What a wonderful place to be in, to be able to truly think big.
Yeah, and have a place to go. What are you seeing as over the, because you've been there for quite a time now, and we know the economy's kind of dipped, and we found this, what we call the brain drain here in Rhode Island. What do you think about that? Are you seeing that a lot of there are a lot of students that are coming and staying in Rhode Island, or are a lot of people kind of migrating? And I ask you that on a personal kind of note. What do you think about the brain drain issue that we've got going on?
What I reflect is, you know, these seniors, they don't want to leave Rhode Island, wherever they came from. They love the state. They had a great experience. And the opportunities in Rhode Island are here. I think you have to be creative about them. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of startups and a lot of interesting ways to make a career. But if you were to get a job, for example, at the Smithsonian Institute or Google or another big company, we would hope that you would come back at some point in your career. But it would be great if the energy that they have as they're leaving campus on commencement day could be all centered about around Rhode Island at maybe this point or maybe in the future.
Well, you know, I always laugh with other people that I know because I left Rhode Island when I was 18 and I was like, I'm never going back. That's it. I'm moving to California and I'll move everywhere else. I boomeranged right back. Like, it took me a while, but I boomeranged right back. And a lot of people do it all the time. And Ross is sitting going, that's what you do. People leave and, you know, everybody says, I'm gone for now. Tell me a little bit about some of our alums coming out of URI. I know some friends of mine that I went to Moses Brown with that went to URI and are highly successful, like incredibly successful. I think that the education program there is just top notch. So can you tell us a little bit about where some of our alumni can be seen?
Absolutely. So we have quite a few prominent alumni that you see on CNN, like Christian Amanpour or John King. But then here in the state of Rhode Island, we have Bob Ballard, who discovered the Titanic. We have Tom Ryan, who's the past CEO of CVS Health.
Yeah.
And then Al Verrecchia, you know, past president of Hasbro. But then we have some real true Rhode Islanders like John Palumbo, who's the owner of Rhode Island Monthly.
Oh, yeah.
And another figure is Laurie White with the Providence Chamber
of Commerce.
So they're everywhere. And then, you know, outside of Rhode Island, we have Karina Edmonds. She's at Google. Eric Ryan, you've probably seen his product at Whole Foods. It's Method, the cleaning product. He's a URI alum, and he was on the sailing team. So we're everywhere.
Yeah, and there's so much diversity there. Again, we were talking about what's happening on Steeple Street on Saturday, which everybody should go check it out as we look at the different colleges that are there, because there are many different specialties. The business school, I know, is phenomenal, but all these other schools that you were mentioning that are going to be there are incredible as well. And I want to say congratulations on this, the $19 million award that URI just received. You know, can you talk about that a little bit? I know it's not about Saturday's fire, but it does talk to the importance of the University of Rhode Island and thinking big.
It's a great grant from the National Science Foundation, and the University of Rhode Island will be the lead on the grant, but which is really special is the partnerships we'll have here in the state of Rhode Island to work on the issues around climate.
Well, the other thing, I was reading about it today in the journal, and the thing that really kind of struck me that I thought was brilliant was that the grant's going, I've always known that URI's got this incredible kind of ecosystems and coastal ecosystems program that's happening there, but it's including working with the other universities, from Brown University to Roger Williams University. It's bringing everybody in Providence College. I mean, it's bringing all of our higher learning institutions together in a really wonderful way underneath this wonderful grant for URI. And again, congratulations, because that means that you're doing something good and that it's all going to be spread out and we're going to be able to make a big change, I think, at some point.
And with all this talent at the table, it will happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, that's pretty cool. So, I want to get back to Waterfire just because I'm so excited about it on Saturday. So we know that the lighting is going to be somewhere around 7 o'clock, but Steeple Street, and where you've got this wonderful array of things, and it will be interactive, right? There'll be some like fun things, and people can like, it's not just walking through and seeing, oh, this is what we offer. It's a little bit, it's more than that.
Absolutely, yes. It's a hands-on environment for sure, and great for families.
Well, I think that's the most important thing, because that's another thing I love about these fires in September, as we get later. They start earlier, so if you have children you know, that want to come out. And all right, Ross, speak up.
You get older too, you want to go to bed early.
All right, so Ross wants to go to bed early. We're excited because we can bring kids out and families out. But I think what a great time to get kids excited about, you know, I don't know, I'm going to ask both of you now. When you're a little kid, you know, you think about all of these different options in life and the things that you want to be and what you want to do. And you can see something, and let's really hope that these days it's not just like video games and somebody goes, I want to be a person in a video game. But when they come down, they can see the different ideas and the different ways that one can kind of grow and something that might inspire them on Steeple Street. So, Ross Nelson, what did you want to be when you were a little kid?
I probably wanted to be a fire truck or something.
You a fire truck or a firefighter?
I wasn't sure. No. That's a long time ago. I'm not sure what I wanted to be back then.
But then what inspired you to move into the career that you've got now?
I just think mentors, people that you knew that were in business, that were good people, that were doing well. So I think that kind of drove you there. And it didn't involve science, so that was good, math. But I have a daughter that's a high school senior. She's looking at URI for the nursing program because the school is just an awesome place, and you get a lot of opportunities down there.
I'll give her a tour.
Great.
Is the nursing program very large at URI? I'm unfamiliar.
It's a very selective program, fair to say. And now that we have such a strong presence in Providence at the nursing center, which is, again, a wonderful partnership here, it has gotten even more attention.
Yeah, I think it's one of the more difficult undergrad degrees to get into. Mm-hmm. And the new facility is just absolutely amazing.
Well, you know, so I want to ask you, Michelle, next, what you wanted to be when you were a little girl. Were there those things? And then what was the one thing that made you say, oh, I want to switch into this, into development or stay at URI or education?
You know, I go back to what Ross is saying. I think it's been the mentors that sort of had led me to some great opportunities. And that's why, you know, largely I didn't leave the university. I had faculty. I had great leaders who inspired me, and I think it was more that, and it was around the mission of the education. And it changes every day, as many of our positions do, but I have to say the energy on a college campus during in the fall, as you can remember back when you were there,
yeah,
it's just magnificent.
Well, there's something inspiring. It's like there's hope. There's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to learn? Where am I going to go next? What do I get to do? And
The energy level, the livelihood. I mean, it's just a great environment to work.
Agreed.
All right. So, but you didn't get back to tell me what you wanted to be when you were a little girl.
You know, it wasn't a firefighter. I know that.
Yeah.
I don't know, actually.
Was there any
question? I'll have to keep thinking about that. Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry to put you on the spot.
That's
like that,
right.
But you know, I told you it's a free flow show. There were no promises that this
was. What did you want to do when you were younger?
When I was little,
yeah,
I wanted to be a judge and a lawyer.
Oh, so now.
And so when I was at boarding school, I used to read law books because I wanted to be a judge because I wanted to make a difference. And I love to talk, obviously, too much sometimes.
Yeah.
But I love to debate. And I love any idea about equality and justice. So that's what I wanted to be. And then it's funny that morphed into wanting to be an actress. Because, again, to me, it was very similar. It was just trying to make a difference, trying to change the way that people look at things and the way people see things, or make them laugh or make them cry. But to me, that makes a difference and it makes a change in the world. So that's, yeah. And then I ended up in development at WaterFire. But I got the biggest stage ever with WaterFire
with
my team. So I think that, you know, I have to be very grateful for that. And, hey, I get to talk to you guys on the radio, which is fantastic.
What's better than that?
And so we need to take a break. I know that. And then we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Saturday. We're going to just free-flow conversation it. There's a lot of stuff happening here in Rhode Island. And we're going to talk about what we love about Rhode Island and what we love about WaterFire, URI, and Cox. And that's pretty much where we're going. So everybody out there, you're listening to WaterFire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. We'll be right back. Don't change the dial.
Tune in every Tuesday afternoon at 4 p.m. on AM 790 for the locally produced IREM Today, the Property Management Show, presented by the Institute of Real Estate Management, Rhode Island, Chapter 88, hosted by Jason Martins. IREM Today is a live call-in show with discussion of property management issues. Special guests from all trades and programs will add insight and direction. If you missed the show, catch the podcast at 790business.com 24/7. The Property Management Show, every Tuesday on AM 790, your station for talk and business.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh no, I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order. Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, this message is for you. Don't try to fight them on your own. Once you receive a letter, the collection process has begun. The experienced team at Tax Defense Network knows how to work on your behalf to find the best solution to resolve your tax debt. Call them today at 855-812-2464. The team at Tax Defense Network is made up of CPAs, attorneys, and enrolled agents who know how to deal with the IRS. They're rated A+ by the Better Business Bureau, and they're helping tens of thousands of people just like you. You are not alone in this struggle. Let Tax Defense Network clear up the murkiness of tax debt and help you get back into enjoying life. For a free confidential consultation, call now, 855-812-2464. Financing options are available. Call 855-812-2464.
Too hot, too cold, too dry, too dusty, or too damp? Sound like your home or business? Call Continental Heating and Cooling, your indoor air quality specialists. Rhode Island's only Lennox Premier dealer and one of the oldest, most respected heating and air conditioning companies. They'll make sure your indoor air quality is the best it can be. Call 233-COOL today to schedule a free evaluation for your home or business. No obligation. Interest-free financing and rebates available. ContinentalENG.com.
Now, back to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Call Bronwyn now at 401-437-5000 or 888-345-0790 on AM 790 Talk and Business.
And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790. And as we've been going through all of this dismal weather recently, we are looking forward to a sunshiny, beautiful Saturday and a wonderful Waterfire sponsored by the University of Rhode Island. And there is so much happening that evening. It's celebrating 125 years of thinking big. I've been talking to my friend Michelle Nada, who is here from URI. I've got Ross Nelson from Cox, who has been talking to us as well about Get Started Rhode Island. And I got it right then, didn't I?
You did.
I did. And you know, two programs again, but we were talking about kind of inspiration, essentially. I think if we break it down as to, you know, what has inspired us in the past? We were just talking about what we wanted to do when we were kids, why we do what we do. Why, Michelle, that, you know, you're so passionate about the university and about education, and why Cox is so passionate as well with, you know, Get Started Rhode Island, with helping to lift people up and give them the education they want so that the American dream can become possible.
That's
how I see it, is that anything is possible if you are given the right tools and the right opportunities to move. So, Michelle, I'm going to come back to you because I got to talk more about Waterfire. I've missed it. It's, you know, Labor Day weekend, and it was the last one. That's like 20 days ago. What's up with that? That's craziness. Anyway, We're going to be having a huge celebration for anyone who's just tuning in now. There'll be a celebration happening in the basin at the lighting with a very large ring of fire, which is just usually, it's kind of like the birthday cake candles is how I put it. You sit down there in the basin, you see these beautiful braziers being lit, and the braziers are the iron baskets that hold the wood. And then everybody comes down, and then you see these torches go up. And again, it's like, yeah, this beautiful, it's like being on a birthday cake, you know, and seeing all that kind of like beautiful ambiance. And it's nice. And that's, it should be a birthday cake because we're celebrating, again, 125 years. There's also other things happening on the 23rd. We've got a salute to educators, which will be happening. There's a jazz band. So, you know, the fires start, it's like a little bit after 7, but at 5:30, and even like right around that 5 o'clock time, you can go to Steeple Street, go to see all the different colleges that URI has and the things that they offer. There's a jazz band, though, that'll be on the basin stage, which is from URI, which, again, you know, you never know how varied and how these programs are at different universities, and URI seems to be absolutely at top notch. It's so many different things. So I thank Michelle. Thank you. I mean, this must make you so proud when you look back, and or even on Saturday, I imagine that you're gonna be like, "Wow, this is what we've done."
It's an emotional day, you know. I would imagine, you know, just the pride and the awareness of just a phenomenal university, and definitely it will be a visual night for sure.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's what it is. It's about bringing art and education and light together. Now, when we were at break, Ross and Shell, you were just saying very quickly, I didn't realize that Cox and URI have a relationship together.
We do. We've been a supporter and of URI's for a long time, and we support their Grapes and Grains program, which supports women's athletics, along with a few other events that they host. And it's been a great relationship, great university, great partner.
That's cool. Grapes and Greens?
Grapes and Grains. It's the President Dooley's wife, her major fundraiser. It's right on the president's lawn, and they raise a lot of money for the women's athletics.
I'll make sure you have an invitation for next year.
All right, I want to go.
Excellent.
That sounds so good.
Great. And the female athletes and coaches are there, mm-hmm. and they're talking about how important it is to give a shout-out and support women's athletic programs.
Nice.
I think a wonderful night.
Yeah, I think that's great. And again, you know, as we were speaking about earlier, this night is also where we salute our educators here in Rhode Island, which is wonderful. And that'll be happening in Memorial Park. So you can go down to the basin and see this beautiful opening ceremony for URI. And then you can go to Memorial Park and see where we're thanking our teachers, because it's our teachers that are getting those kids through elementary school. And it brings me back to, Michelle, what your earlier comment was, is that there is some, attrition? No. Or whatever the word is that one would use. We're losing some people coming out of our high schools.
And I think it has to do with the birth rate. It's just
really
the body count that is here, especially in New England. And so that factors into a lot of decisions as, you know, as you accept out-of-state students. And that are qualified, obviously, to take a demanding program such as nursing. But, you know, we're still 23% diverse population that's coming in that are qualified to take on a very robust program at the university.
Yeah, and I guess the other thing, you know, that Ross had mentioned earlier on the show when he was speaking was about and you did it as well, I believe, the downtown presence of URI. So can we talk about that a little bit? Because I think a lot of people think URI and they think all the way
Kingston, yeah.
And you know, Rhode Islanders are like all the way down there.
Right, back of lunch.
Absolutely. And so, you know, times have changed, and the presence in Providence is significant for the university and the partnerships, as I mentioned earlier, with the other institutions. And visibly at the Nursing Center is it's going to be the best ever and will be a showplace for many other institutions to come and look at for them to plan, you know, what it should and should be. And, you know, we have the Alan Shawn Feinstein College of Educational Professional Studies downtown, and they'll be participating at Waterfire too.
What will they be doing?
There's some interactive game that I will have to go and check out.
All right.
But it's named Innovation for a Lifelong Learning Station.
Nice.
So we'll all have to be checking that tent out to see.
Sounds like fun.
So there is. There's a lot of presence down. Because I always think of URI and it's where that clock is, right? When you're going down.
The Shepherd Building.
Okay, the Shepherd Building. Yeah, you've got to, like, reference things. But I always think of, like, where
it's
the clock
Rhode
is.
It's a Rhode Island.
It's a Rhode Island thing. Yeah. So there's so much that somebody can do. And, again, not have to be thinking that they've got to travel all the way down to South Kingston. Is the continuing education program?
Well, that has been strong and such that it's not just in Providence.
Okay.
And so it's down in the Kingston campus also. So then renaming of the College of Education and Professional Studies also has the Executive MBA program in Providence. That's a year concentration. And so it keeps evolving. And we've merged and renamed colleges under the leadership of President Dooley and our Provost Don DeHaze as to, again, how do we look in the future and what makes sense now versus maybe what happened 125 years ago when they were planning the college.
Which is a great question for you and for people out there. What do you see happening with URI in the future? Or where's the vision moving? Is it to expand in different areas or?
So in the strategic plan, it really spells out us being a leading research institution with a very global and diverse mind. And with that, we need a lot of resources. And, we have a very exciting chair of the URI Foundation, and that's Tom Ryan, and the president, Lil O'Rourke, has joined us. And they're looking for the resources to keep up with the urgency of that change and that inspirational strategic plan.
Well, I think that's the most important thing, is to realize that the only constant thing in life is change, right? I'll bring it back to now Ross and Cox, being able to see that over the years, and especially in technology and trying to help businesses as they expand and grow, and the way that people have been working, whether it's through their media or their multi-marketing media or how things are working, it's a nonstop business, right?
You
cannot rest on your laurels.
No, but it keeps it exciting, right? Every day's a different day, and there's always new technology and new things coming, and it's like being on a college campus. It's exciting.
I think Ross is ready to go back to college, Michelle. Watch out. You might get an application.
So I might be giving you a tour along with your daughter?
Maybe, yeah.
Sounds great.
All right, everybody. I've got to be wrapping this up. I am so grateful and thankful for Michelle Natta for being here from the University of Rhode Island, talking about this weekend's huge water fire, celebrating 125 years of thinking big at University of Rhode Island. And Ross Nelson from Cox, whom we're talking about Get Started Rhode Island, October 4th. Free event, learn a lot, come check out what these guys are doing. I mean, it is just amazing. And the fact that I'm going to be able to come up with an idea that's going to make me 50 grand and, you know, then make me millions of dollars after that, which I'll have to split with Ross, which is okay. We'll do that. But everybody, I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope that you make it down to Waterfire on September 23rd. Salute our educators and salute the University of Rhode Island. Again, 125 years of thinking big. You have been listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Have a wonderful evening.
Sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Still taking your child's temperature the same way it was done decades ago? Upgrade to the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Don't delay. Pick one up at your local club warehouse or other fine retailers.
Miracle Method has the answer to your ugly tubs, tile, and countertops. It's called refinishing. Whether a surface is worn out, damaged, hard to clean, or simply the wrong color, Miracle Method has the refinishing solutions to make it look and feel like new in just a couple of days at a fraction of the cost of messy remodeling. Call Miracle Method today at 401-751-0487 or log on to miraclemethod.com or just swing by the showroom to see our work and what we can do for you.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a business phone system. That's right. Grasshopper turns your cell phone into a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use. get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to you or your team wherever you are. And with our app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. We'll transcribe your voicemails and send them to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're always on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your plan when you visit grasshopper.com/business. Grasshopper.com/business.
Don't miss the second annual Classic Car and Truck Show sponsored by Sterry Street Transportation, East Coast Collision, Lender Services, and Interstate Warranty to benefit the John Martin Foundation this September 23rd from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at McCoy Stadium. Come for the cars, the trucks, and...